Congressman Tillman, you're on.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to call the Osage Nation Congress Membership Committee meeting to order. Today's date is April 19th, 2021. The time is 10:30. First item on the agenda, we're going to move to prayer. And is Mr. Jordan Frazier with us today?
Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
He is having some. Oh, he's good now. Sorry.
Mr. Frazier, would you mind saying the prayer for our meeting this morning?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Dear Lord, thank you for this day and for this beautiful weather and for the opportunity to gather here to serve the Osage people. I pray for these committee members that you would fill them with wisdom and with the Holy Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit so that they would carry out your work well and that the best possible outcome would come from this meeting. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mr. Frazier. Moving to the next item on the agenda is roll call. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Shaw. Congresswoman Pratt. Here. Chair Tillman.
Here. We do have a quorum. And as mentioned earlier, Congresswoman Shaw is cooking at a funeral over in Gray Horse today, so she will not be with us for this meeting. Next item on the agenda is the approval of minutes. Madam Clerk. Madam Clerk?
Yes, sir.
I believe at the very end of the minutes, where it says Chair Lemon adjourned the meeting at 11:18, I believe that was me.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
I apologize if you could, Chair.
Speaker Pratt, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I just got them pulled up. So if you can just give me a minute, please.
Of course.
Chair, I have a couple.
Continue.
Okay. Clerk, under consideration of legislation, nation needs to be capitalized. Under motion to amend. Or excuse me, motion to report. The motion was, it needs to say seconded. Seconded and passed with 3-0. Okay, and then Chair, you already mentioned the ending about closing the meeting. The adjournment.
Yes, okay. We corrected that.
All right. Yeah. So, okay. Then I would like to committee on membership make a motion to approve the minutes as amended for September 11th, 2020.
I'll second that. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Motion passes. The minutes are approved. Okay, moving on. Next item on the agenda, we have until 12 o'clock to discuss the activities, the goings on, the things that are happening in the membership office. Would like to remind everyone and anybody listening and those of us attending that Ms. Sarah Oberle has retired, and we have the new director now that is with us, Lauren Atterbury Malone. And we'd like to welcome her and look forward to hearing the updates from the membership office. So, Lauren, I know you have a lot of things to discuss with us. Again, we have until noon to hear from you. I'd like to get a thorough update from you, and then if we have any questions from the committee or other members of Congress, we'll move in that direction. But Ms. Malone, are you with us this morning?
Yes, Congressman Tillman.
Well, good morning, ma'am, and thank you so much for your attendance here today. And I'm going to turn the floor over to you. And so the floor is yours.
Thank you. Good morning, and thank you for having me. I hope I don't disappoint you, but I don't know that I'm going to be able to speak until noon. I do have a few things. He mentioned that Sarah did retire. She was the director for 6 years, and I was blessed to be by her side that entire time. So I learned a lot from her. We worked together on a lot of things. So the transition to becoming director was a lot easier because I was with her for that length of time. I still have the same staff, Arlandra Gray, Patricia Bighart, and Karen Littlecook. We're just continuing to issue our CDIBs and membership cards. We started a filing project in 2015, and we are continuing to work on that. So just normal business as usual. Before Sarah retired, they were working on a photo membership card. Since she retired, we've gotten a new task force established, and it's going to be an enhanced tribal card. So Congressman Tillman had asked for what is the difference in the different cards that are offered? We currently just offer the Osage Nation membership card, which allows members to vote and to apply for any benefits that are eligible. Chief Daniel Bear made it to where if you were going to apply for an Osage Nation benefit, you were going to be a member. And then the Tax Commission has the Osage Nation Tribal ID attached to the invitation that the clerk sent out. This is outlined, and you can see at the very bottom what the ETC card will offer. From what I understand, in October of 21, the tribal ID issued by the Tax Commission will no longer be accepted to board a plane. So the card we are working on is will allow you to fly, and it will be validated by the Customs Border Protection. So that's, we're in the planning phases of that, but that's what we're working on right now. And that's pretty much what I have. Also attached was just an update with the total living members, 18 and older, the top 5 states that we have members in, and then the relinquished, the members that had passed away, and the new members made from October 1st, 2020 till now. So, Chair, that is actually all I have.
Okay. Well, I thank you for the update. And I'm sure there are some questions. I'll start off with just a question. If you could go back, Ms. Malone, and you had mentioned the your staff that you have that works in the membership office there with you. If you could just tell us the roles, what their jobs are and what they do for you in the membership office.
Okay, so they are all CDIB and membership techs. They all were all cross-trained, so they are all able to issue and process CDIBs and memberships. And that's basically their main role. When they're not working on that, then they're working on the filing project that we have going on.
Okay. And you have a staff of three, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Now, when Ms. Oberle was the director, I guess you could say there were five people in that office, and now you're down to four. Are you looking at putting another person in that office, or do you find that the staff you have is good enough to sufficiently operate the membership office?
We're going to keep it as is. I think we're doing very well. Through the planning of the ETC, it's possible we may have to put someone on staff, but that will come later. But right now, we are moving right along. We're completely caught up on our CDIB and membership cards, so we're not looking to hire right now.
Okay. Additionally, Ms. Malone, as a new director, and I know you've had a wonderful, great experience from Mrs. Oberle, and but as the new director, you're now sitting in a chair that has to answer to executive with your goals and objectives of the office. And just what are there any obstacles that you find that are challenging to you to be able to do your job? Are there any things that maybe you come across as director now that you didn't know that Ms. Oberle was dealing with, and now that these are things that you're dealing with, what are some of the challenges that you find as a new director of the membership office?
Well, actually, the only thing that I'm really interested in learning more about, it hasn't become a challenge yet, but I don't know a lot about the budget, so I would like to get more information on that and learning how that all works. Really, everything else, I worked very close with Sarah, so I was kind of in the know on the annual plan and how we were moving forward and what our goals were. So as far as challenges, haven't came across any yet, but I would like to learn more about the budget.
Very well. And I'll just have one more question. I'll turn it over to the committee or other members of Congress, but you'd mentioned the cards that you're going to provide going forward. And I know there's a cost for these photo ID cards. And I believe, if I remember correctly, Mrs. Oberle had mentioned that the Osage Nation membership card that we have, I believe she said each one of those cards cost 10 cents to make, and that the new ones were going to be roughly, I think she mentioned $3.50. Are those prices still accurate?
I haven't checked them lately, but that is the last price check that I have on them. It's possible it's gone up since everything normally does.
Yeah. And with 16,800 members over the age of 18, and with this new photo ID card, do you have any, have you looked at the cost of these cards and what it's going to be, or how many members you currently are targeting for the launch of the new card? Could you speak to us about that?
Since we're still in the planning phases, I don't really have an answer to that. I think what we'll do is a soft rollout, and it will be for employees and the members of Congress. So I can't fully answer that, but that's kind of what Ms. Oberle's plan was in the beginning, was just to kind of roll it out to a few, just the employees and Congress members.
Okay. Well, Ms. Malone, I appreciate that. And I'll now ask members of the committee or other members of Congress if they have any questions or comments they'd like to express or ask Ms. Malone. Now is the opportunity for you to do so.
Mr. Chair.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Chairman Tillman. Good morning, Ms. Malone. I just kind of wanted to explore a little bit more the need that's going to come up for legislation concerning the new ID cards or however we're going to call them. And the only reason I wanted to know where you're at in that process is when Ms. Oberle was there, which you most likely are aware, that there was legislation filed, but we could never get it out of committee. And I was just wondering, you know, kind of like maybe a timeline on when that's going to be coming up for us to be, you know, knowing that it's going to be, it's on the horizon, or, you know, are we looking at next session, you know, in the fall? Anything, any kind of update that you could give me on that timeline? And then the second question is, could you elaborate a little bit more on the filing system that you've been incorporating since 2015? Thank you.
Your first question, I don't actually have an answer. I'm sorry. I'm not sure. Since I just became the director and we just got the task force together, we haven't gone to that yet. The second, the filing system, whenever we first came to CDIBN membership, there were tons of filing cabinets and there were a lot of different files for a replacement, for a name change, for the CDIB, for the membership. So one member might have 5 or 6 files. And it was all over the place. So now Sarah started the project and it's to combine the files. So now each member has one file and all of their documents are together. And before that is filed away, it is electronically uploaded. So we have the actual file and the electronic file. And it's to make it a smoother process for everything to be in one spot for each member.
Thank you. May I continue, Chair?
Of course, please.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Malone, for your candor. I appreciate that. Okay. I just have one other little question and then I'll wrap it up. What can we do to help you? Is there anything that we can do to help you feel what can we do to help you feel more comfortable about the budgeting system? And then what are your plans as far as, like, you know, is there a plan for you to, you know, have some, whether it be online courses or, you know, to refresh and to start to understand how we here at Osage Nation budget? Because I will tell you that it's not like any other place that I personally have ever worked at. It is definitely a different beast in and of itself.
yes. So executive is putting on some trainings for us to go through. So I do have that in the future. And then I just was assigned an accountant that I plan to work close by with as soon as she gets settled. So I do have plans for training.
Thank you so much for that. It's good to know executive is being proactive, and I'm so glad to hear that. And I appreciate your time. Thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. Are any other members of the committee or members of Congress that have any questions for Ms. Malone at this time?
Mr. Chair.
Congressman Potts, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you again, Ms. Malone, for being with us today, and I just appreciate that. As you may know, I've got a bill in the Government Operations Committee that more specifically deals with our tribal IDs, not necessarily our membership cards. So I do understand that those two are disconnected and and such. So just do your best to answer some of these questions as you can. And I echo Congresswoman Lemon's comments and applaud the steps with the task force that you're taking toward that enhanced tribal card. This is a problem that the state of Oklahoma has been dealing with since, I think, 2001. We're just now getting it under wraps for the state of Oklahoma, and its rollout is a mess. So hopefully with the proper planning and steps that we can take, we can get our ETC card ready to go. I guess that's one of those things where you shouldn't say ETC card. Card's in the acronym. It's just ETC. Got it. Anyway, look forward to the results of that task force, and thank you for your steps there. But one of my questions, because I've researched what all goes into a real ID, compliant ID, what documentation are you aware of that we'll need in order to be able to apply for a membership card, or has that come up in our discussions yet?
We have not gotten to that yet. I'm in contact with Border Patrol and to get our staff trained and to get all of the specifics on that.
Okay. And the reason I ask is because my research indicates that you're going to need almost at least three forms of authentication to have a Real ID compliant ID, which if our ETC is an equivalent of a Real ID, we're going to need three forms. There are some studies out there that show that most people really only have immediate access to the, you know, a copy of their birth certificate and a driver's license. Those are the two easiest forms of identification. The nation is different in that we offer a tribal ID card. And so as long as that is issued by a federally recognized tribe, my understanding is that the tribal ID card can be utilized even to apply for the real ID through the state of Oklahoma. I don't know that for sure. There's still a lot of questions out there regarding real ID, which is what's causing a lot of the lines at a lot of the DMVs in Oklahoma. But do you foresee an instance where we would still need our tribal ID in order to apply for the ETC?
The tribal ID will still be an option.
Okay, so we're not doing away with the tribal ID?
No, sir.
Okay, and that's what I was getting at too. But so that will still be a form of federally recognized tribal ID through our tax commission, completely separated from our membership department.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. That's what I thought. I appreciate that today. And I know some others were concerned about the potential of excluding elders and veterans from the cost of a replacement or issuance of a tribal ID. So welcome any other discussion on that topic. Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Ms. Malone.
Chair?
Yes.
Okay, can I speak?
Yes, ma'am, please, go ahead.
Okay, so Congressman Potts, I did pull up the ONCA 2138, and I was reading through there, and I just had a couple of things. It does talk about the tax commission's photo ID and that the elders and veterans would be exempt. If you would like to add in there the membership card, not having the replacement fee, because we do have a fee, and I think it would be great if veterans and elders did not have to pay that fee. The other thing is that my bill actually says that there is a replacement fee, so I don't know if we would have to add in there that the elders and veterans would be exempt. So those were the only two things that I had to bring up about that.
Mr. Chair.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Ms. Malone, for that. Unfortunately, the membership card and the ID card are in two separate places in law. So perhaps a different bill to amend your current operation code would be in order, and I'd be happy to explore that. I think I saw Mr. Gill walk through the back of the chamber. So I'll be happy to shoot him an email to look at that exemption as well. What is the replacement fee for a membership card?
Currently, it's $10. I am not sure if it will be higher than that once we move to the ETC, but right now it is $10.
Right. And about how many replacement, Mr. Chair, if I can continue?
Please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. How many replacement cards do you issue for, how many do you issue per year? And then do you have the number for elders?
I don't have it broken down by age at all. Let me see if I can pull a report for replacements real quick. And I don't have one set up. I will tell you that the most replacements are because they're getting a tag, because they're applying for financial assistance, or when it's time for enrollment for the medical card. So October is a big month. I can shoot you an email after this with the total number of replacements per year. I just don't have it pulled up right now.
Perfect. I would appreciate that. Thank you very much. And I will get with legal counsel here in just a minute and explore replacement for elders and veterans for our membership card. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. Mrs. Malone, are there any other questions from the committee or any members of Congress that are listening in that would like to address the Director of Membership, Mrs. Malone, at this time? Mrs. Malone, if no one else does, I just have a couple of things, and I would like to, just for our listening audience or anyone that's not familiar with, we go to the membership data that you gave us, and you, on here, if you would, just for maybe just a refresher when we talk about our nation, and we talk about terms of dual enrollment, we talk about terms of relinquished, and if you wouldn't mind, if you could just for our listening audience, if you talk about what our tribe allows as far as enrollment, due enrollment, and then give us a definition and what it means, because we have relinquished here with a zero number, but I know in previous information there has been a number associated with that column. So if you wouldn't mind just to speak to those two terms, if you would, please. Thank you.
Okay. So we currently have 23,107 members of Osage Nation. So in order to be a member, you do have to have a CDIB card. And like I mentioned before, Chief Stingerbear made it to where any benefits that are offered by Osage Nation, you had to be an enrolled member. We do allow dual enrollment, meaning we're not concerned if you're enrolled in another tribe. There are other tribes that will only allow you to be enrolled in their tribe. Osage Nation allows dual enrollment. As far as relinquished, that zero is from October 1st of 2020. We have not had any. That means that they no longer wish to be a member of Osage Nation. And generally that is because they are going to enroll in another tribe that does not allow dual enrollment. But we don't have a ton of relinquishments, but it's normally so they can go to another tribe, and that tribe usually offers a per cap.
So if we had an individual that was Osage, Oto, Cherokee, whatever the case may be, and if I find out I'm a enrolled member of the Osage tribe, but one of those two other tribes I mentioned did not allow dual enrollment, and so I relinquish my Osage Nation membership and go enroll to get a benefit of another tribe, after that, I want to come back to the Osage Nation. How long do we allow that process to happen?
So you are able to relinquish twice. After the second time, you are not allowed to enroll with the Osage Nation again.
So two times is the limit that we allow a member to relinquish. They can relinquish twice. And so even though they're Osage, they would, is that like a, they can no longer be a member, is that correct?
A member. They would still be Osage, and they would still carry an Osage CDIB card. They just would not be an enrolled member.
And with that comes the surrender of benefits. Is that also correct?
That's correct.
Would that apply to their children as well?
Everyone has their own enrollment number on their membership card, so that would be if they chose to relinquish their children or not.
Okay, okay, understood. Good to know. And I appreciate that, that conversation with that, because I know that does happen. And I know that when that occurs, that you all handle it the best way that you can, and that's reflected. We've had no relinquished, did you say, as of October?
Yes, sir, October 1st of 2020.
Very good, very good. All right, we're at right at 11 o'clock, a little bit after 11. We do have scheduled until noon, if we so wish. If not, we don't have to, obviously don't have to take all that time. So are there any other questions, comments, concerns, remarks, anyone else on the committee or any other member of Congress listening would like to, the membership director?
Mr. Chairman,
Chair.
This is Maker. I'd like to have a comment.
Congressman Maker, please.
Hey, Ms. Malone, I just want to say thank you for doing such a great job, and thank you for all the information here today. And just be sure to let us know anything you need. We'll be sure to help you. We know you have a very important job here with the nation and keeping up with all of our records and all the membership. So thank you for doing a great job.
Thank you, Congressman Maker.
Chair.
Speaker Pratt.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second, Maker.
Motion on the floor to adjourn. And a second, just briefly before we adjourn, I'd like to thank Mrs. Malone for your time this morning and for your comment and for your input. And as Mr. Maker has said, if there's anything we can do for you, please don't hesitate to get in contact with one of us. So thank you, Mrs. Malone, for being here today. And having said that, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.